הוא בין סופס הראשים הם באחראי ישראל, איזה בלדובו, איזה מתאזת פעם. But suppose Rubin sold the son of the Shimon Shalom the Achayes. And then Lady the Balchay tries to take away the son of Shimon, so Rubin cannot become a lady again. Because then Lady the Balchay can say to him, Lava Vondiriyat, there's anything against you. Am I trying to make away anything from you? You're not going to lose a penny. Even if I'm successful, I think we can say, you want that to be ready. So mainly you cannot participate in it at all. But there's an Amloshim that says, no, Ikidamre Afiushli Bachai Islam. And the Balchayv cannot tell Rubei Lava Bronia. Why not? Malay. Because if the Valchay will say to Ube, Lava Vondiriyat, it's not your business to participate in this revolution, I'm not trying to take away anything from you. So he can answer him, yes, I'm certainly an interested party. It's true that if you, even if you are successful in taking away the soda from my Likeyah, the Likeyah couldn't. Would best force me to reimburse him. But if I don't reimburse him, then you'll have a great grievance against me. And I don't want that Shimon should have a grievance against me. So mainly the fact that he has an interest in warding off a tightness by Shimon against Ruben, that in itself makes him a Baldovo an interesting part. Ikidamav Shemachai, Stamadol, Nichol, Levishim, Tal, Nesalai. So we see from the Gemore that even when one self is so, the Shalom Bachai is, so it's not Nachoy Bachai is, but if he doesn't reimburse the Likeach, the Sodi is taken away from the Likeach, then he's entitled to talents. So it's mentioned in the Universal Salam Tell that one should think there are certain people who always have talents against everybody. Against everybody. So the Universal Salam Tell says it's also, you cannot get allowed to have talents just like that in the vacuum. Talents has certain basis, just have talents. There are certain people who always have talents against everybody. The Hayat, it's one dimension from this Gemara. Because Mora says, Afim Shomri Bachai Yisnami, Domare Lui Yichali Yilev, Lui Shimen Tavu Mesolat. Lui Shimen Tavu Mesolat. So the question is, what if it's Mutat Hef Tavu Mes? So why does he become here? Ibaldova. So every person could be Ibaldova. Let's say, suppose, with no shaykhs to this litigation. But somebody, lady tries to collect his sode from Shimon. And Shimon bought the sode from him. And lady tries to collect the sode from Shimon because Shimon owes lady money. But Ruben is a good friend of Shimon. And so Shimon has to listen, you have to protect him against this lady. He's trying to take away the sodom because I bow my money. So then he'll come to Bezdin and then he'll say, I want to be Baldova. Bezdin will say, I believe that. I believe Baldova in this party. He said, yes, I am in this party because if I don't participate, so Lady will never forgive, so Shimon will never forgive. Never forgive me! What kind of a friend am I? I'm not trying to protect him. Of course it's ridiculous. Couldn't say that the answer is, but you have no mess. The answer is only when one is entitled to have no mess. That's what I'm so fond of. When one is entitled to have no mess, but if somebody just like that, he basis. There's no halachic basis that happens. Yes, that happens. So there, it's awesome. The Sosvalita said that from this Gemara it's a raya that one is not allowed to have ta'umis against another person, just like that. Just like that. Only when there is halachic basis. Because here there is halachic basis. Because even though he was not the Kabbalahites, we're not the Kabbalahites. So that means he's the Kabbalahites, so he's legally responsible and Bezdin could be given from his nechos if he was not the Kabbalahites. So it is not Mamish liable. Not Mamish liable. But he was Mamish in the moment. But he still couldn't collect on the basis of Mamish. Because it's not the real mazik, it's only Grome, and that is not chayev. So Grome is not chayev to pay up in, but there is a moral obligation to reimburse him if he causes the damage. There is a moral obligation, but suppose he doesn't pay, so he's not a gazel. If he's Bachayes and he doesn't pay, then he's a Gazle. Then he's a Gazle. But if he's Shaloi Bachayes, so then he's not a Gazle. But in Mazik he is, he was in Gerem, in Epset. So in moral obligation, he is Mechuyed. He has a moral obligation to pay. Not, it's not illegal Chiyuv. In other words, couldn't be here, Chosov, basically couldn't force him. But if he doesn't reimburse the Likeach, so then he's certainly there. And the mitzvah was he so Hayoshov Atei Beini Adishem Kisase Atei Vayoshov Beini Adishem Olekeacho. So Rashi says, the Tzchavakide is free. Atei Vze Beini Shomayim Vayoshov Beini Meodom. He certainly was either on Hayoshov Beini Meodom. He sold him his Odeh, except got $1,000 for the sode, and then the sode was taken away from him. So he caused him damage. So it's not a real chiyuv. All right, it's not a real chiyuv. So basically he couldn't be able to tzech lechosov. But he's not a nice person. He's not a, unless he reverses him. Nice person. So mele, that's why what the Gemara says. So here he can have ta'umis. Because when can a person have ta'umes? If a person refrains from doing something and that may, and that he is morally obligated to do, but he doesn't do it. He cannot collect from him, but he still owes it to him morally to do it, and he doesn't do it, then he can have ta'umes. But just like that, he has ta'umes. So you can conjure up talmis against everybody in the world. It's also their talmis, just like that. The Bishonza is not mentioned what is born there, when he has just talmis, that's certain. But Rav Yehine in Shari Tshuve discussing the kites that are not recovered in Shrino, so we have Katranikin, Katlitzoni, Katbal Moshnore, so he mentions all kinds of classes of Baal Shnori. So then he mentions the least type of Shnori, Naganut. What is Naganut? Naganut means certain people have a habit of complaining against other people. Complaining against other people. So, in other words, why did this one, you know, invite him to the wedding of his daughter? I mean, that's a people. So, the people, I mean, I get these people, some people come to my house to complain against another third person. Why? Because he's a friend of his and he married my daughter. He didn't invite him to the wedding, so it's my fault. I mean, why is it my fault? What did I do? If I had married off my daughter, I didn't invite you. All I understand. But I didn't marry off my daughter now. So why you complain against me? No, why don't I, when he, because that person sometimes comes to my house, why don't I scream at him? Why don't I tell him that he's no good, that he's a terrible person? Why should I tell him that? Because he didn't invite him to the wedding of his daughter. If he had married off his daughter, that person would be among the first one on the list. So, according to Rabbi Yehine, that person who comes to me to express his grievances against another person's why he didn't invite him to the wedding of the daughter is either a misogynist. Is either a misogynist. Because, I mean, it's not our Indian, but it's just like a bulcha, what just mentioned. Because these are viloshnore, respect loshnore, they are two love. One love is the silech ochel bamech. Silech ochel bamech. Silech ochel bamech is only shayach, one portion of shnore against the Jew, and he has to be in see myself. Because whenever the Torah says we are mecho, so it's basing myself on like Yoshi Bamu and Soya, basing myself on what it is, basing myself on the emotion. So it doesn't come within the love of the Silicho. Certainly, the Tokosh Nora against the Grand Jew is, doesn't come within the love of the Silicho of the Mecho. But there is a Medrash, and I think the Mechmitz Chaim has also mentioned that Medrash, that even against the Nako, just like that, without any purpose. Either your purpose or like, but just like that, to talk Loshnore against going. It's awesome. It's awesome. And then, Kavgiyene, Shani Chupe, and the Ali is the Kavgiyene, and the Baskhe, the Sugi, the Baskhe, of Kovin, said in the Sabbath, they are floating, less than the Shumishne Bish, Tidmore, the Baskhe, the Kirach, something that is mentioned for three people, so it doesn't involve any self-reflection. In other words, if you want to talk to Shnor, all you have to do is to talk in the presence of three people. Three people, four people, ten people, the more the better. They're all from Hadras Malach. So that's a wonderful thing. You can talk to Shnor and solve the shame, but it's not so pushy. The Chavetz Chaim Mishner's Rosh mentioned so many pshotim. All means that in some of them are the Lord elections. One of the pshotim, by Rabbein and Shalishu, Rabbein himself, is more than one pshat. Two more. Please be pshat. One pshat by Rabbein is that Kol means that in some of them are the Lord elections. She has reference to an Ineisi myself. Somebody is a Rosh. Somebody is a Rosh. Let's see, it's a Mechal Shabbos. So the love of the Silech Ochel Bamecho doesn't apply to him. I mean, he said that. Because he's an enemy, he's in my Zalman. So, still not allowed to talk Rosh Nore in the presence of one person. Or in the presence of two. But to talk in the presence of three, you are allowed. If you have the right carbonic, the right religious. Just like that, you're not allowed to talk, even in the presence of Leon, the presence of Thousand. Just to talk against the Russian, just for the sake of talking against the Russian, that's not a nice thing. But suppose you want to ward off a bad influence by that person with this myself. And you want to be Megami is nice to tell people to away from him, lest people should not fall under his influence. There, you are allowed to do it. You are even kind of mitzvah if you have that purpose in mind. But you have to do it in such a way that no one will be able to say that you do it because you have a personal grudge against him. You're not doing that to Shem Shemayim. He does it because he has a personal grudge against him. So, anyway, even talk privately, not in his presence, then people will say, how come in his presence he doesn't say it? In his presence he's friendly to him. But in his absence, he knows that that person against whom he talks, that Russian, will not Hear about it, then he's ready to come. So what will he accomplish? Will not accomplish it. So then, it can be a mitzvah, but only if you talk in his presence or in such a way that it could be considered like in his presence. So that's what the Gemara says, because Milzeg is humble about it. What is a chaver? A chaver is like, so you hear, so it's like the choche. The choche you are allowed to say, tears the choche. But, so that means, according to Rabbi Yehine, even someone who is an Yehine Yehise by Samucho, so he doesn't come in the law of the Sele Choche Bamecho. But, you're still not allowed to talk Lashonara against him, except under certain circumstances, when the intention is the choche to prevent hashpoye of that person upon other people. So, and there's the choche, and the people shouldn't say he does it for an ulterior motive. But the people will say he does it for an ulterior motive. So, you won't accomplish anything. What do I accomplish? What do I accomplish? He'll prevent the other people from falling prey to his influence. On the contrary, if people say he doesn't mean Shem Shemayim, he's not sincere, he's only interested in himself, so then it will be incumbent upon him. His dashpoye of that in Isimai Zambucho will be more. So maybe it's also, why is it also? So from here it's mashma, it's also Zambucho, what is that?
Lashon Hara against
against Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara says Kalachim El Ma'el Il Shalom Dibur Hashnor LeKineged Yitzim Avoni Sal Tape Lachas Kalamich. But Yitzim Avoni, Yitzim Avoni, it doesn't come with the love for the Silichoch and Amecho. But there are two Yisum of Hashnor. One is implicit in the Silichoch and Amecho. So the Yisum of the Silichoch and Amecho implies a Yisum to talk with Yusi Shal Chavira Yisroel with a Yisim Aysamcho. Then there's another Yisum where Hashnor doesn't mean that to be Yusi Shal Chavira. But Hashnor means indecent talk. In this book, the Rabbi Yehuda, when he mentions the different forms of Lashon Hara, so he includes Nibur Pels, Nibore, Ksubes, Kolam Tapel, Espir Tapel, Nigzal, Zavin Shal Shiv Shor, Shonim Metevo, his Nepachol of the Rol, so Rabbi Yehuda says, which is Ade, Nibur Pel. All right, Yishak Noor, which is a Torah, but it's not. It's not there that when one took talks to the pair, Ora says, it's such a terrible thing that it's only the essay of the ancient Torah. It's not the Stabber. So it's more humble than normal Mishnah. It's not the Shizapir, the pair is a Yisakomo. Where is there a love against the pair? So the whole apoch has according to the Yisrael Shol and Pshat, because the Yeroy Bechoy Abbas Dovor, so the Yerushalme Tumor says, so Abbas Dibu, so Yisrael Shol says, it means Abbas Dibu Nibu Peh, so there is a special Issa according to Yisrael Shol and Pshat against Nibu Peh. But the Goyer, the Biragor, he says, so Abbas Dibu doesn't Elvas Dibu means if he says Krishna of a Yosha Kedushe while he's ignoring, you know, from the circumstances of an Elv, where he's ignoring and so on, the presence of an Elv. So then he is there, the love of the oil of Elvas Dibu, so Elvas Dibu, not like the Emissaries Yishon. So where is the Yisar? According to the Goyim, the Yisar of the Pupere, such a terrible affair, and the answer is according to the Shachube, so that's one form of Lashon Hara. So it's one form of Lashon Hara, not of the Lashon Hara implicit in the love of the Silichoch and Amecho. One could talk to the pair without any talking because of the affair. Without any talking because of the affair. It could be the pair. So because as far as the Issa of the Sisa Shiva Shop is concerned, so then it doesn't need that capitalization of here. Any people, any decent talk, whether it's producing, but of course the musician of here is also indecent. Even if he talks against any Issa Maisamcho, but for no purpose, just to gani without a purpose, not for the purpose of preventing a bad influence. If it's for the purpose of preventing that, he is a mitzvah. But if it's for no purpose, then it's in this talk. It's in this talk, it doesn't make any difference against whom he talks. Whether he's an AC myself, not AC myself, whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew, just like that, to talk against a person without any constructive purpose is in this talk. In this talk comes Lashon Hara, Kipshute. Lashon Hara, evil talk. Not Dafke Bidus Yishchaber. That was the Avera of the Meraglim. They wanted that love of the Silichoch of Amecho. But it was certainly the love of the Siso, Shema Shom. So the Shema mentions Peh as the form of Lashon Hara and Naganut. Complain. Just like that. That, without saying that person is a terrible person. He just said, oh, he didn't invite me to the wedding. He keeps on coming, he didn't invite me to the wedding, he didn't invite me. That in itself is indecent talk. If, let's say, he wants to accomplish something, the future, he should be invited, all right? He needs to be in this thing. But if it's not for the purpose of accomplishing something, so then, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Loshon Hara. It's in this talk. So Lele, so Slanta, uses from his beloved. Without the halachic basis, one is not allowed to have tahumes. Not tahumes. So Mele, so what is Isa? Isa is a snore. And Enoch Name, to have tahumes in your heart, not to talk about other people, is not us. Here the more means to initially leverage in tahumes a lot, to verbalize the tahumes. So that, so when a person has a right to have tahumes, and to verbalize his tahumes, because in this case, well, Moha, and then it's taken away, he was given Hepzeh, and he doesn't feel mercy. So, he's allowed to have Tahumis. What do you mean allowed to have Tahumis? Just to keep it suppressed in his heart? No. That he's allowed to do in respect to everybody. So even if he has Tahumis, because he wasn't invited to the wedding of his daughter, so he also allowed that in my heart. What is allowed? Why not? He feels bad about it, so. But to talk about it, that is not allowed. But in this case, he's allowed him to verbalize it and to talk about it. So Mele, that makes him an interesting party in Baldovo. Right. So the reason as to why it makes him Baldovo, because even though in Chaloy Bachais is not Mechuyev, but he is Mechuyev to read very well. Finally, al pi aloch, because of a sisa yoshavatei, not morally because of the arbitrary concepts of morality that people can draw up, you know, everyone with his idea. But it means the sisa kisase ativa yoshav bin el shem lekecho, as Rabbi Akiva says, Rashi mentioned in the Chumash, hatei bin yishamayim va yoshav bin yodo. So the Mele, he is mechuyev to be immersive also, but it's not the legal chiyuv that Bezdin could be here, Sich Nechosov and Bezdin could force him. But it's a mal chiyuv al pini. So the Mele is a baldo. Alright. Now the Rashi. Lachayis mitre fuon nero yishalom leidishti yine badei.
But he
can, so he says, because he was king, so Mishaelzibo, in Yochalaz, the Omele Heitze di Katre Sabbath Gibal, Kadibi or King Hazoki, and then Shimon wants the Heize, and you'll tell him, I'm not paying you enough. The sudden is taken away. It's taken away by someone. So maybe I don't want to pay you. So he can tell him, no, never mind, you don't, it's taken away from you. So it's your bad luck. You accept it. You accept it. The bundle full of air. So the sackmoly chop, not full of air. The bundle full of nuts. In other words, nothing substantial. So it comes out. The name is I have a Hazoki. When did consider Hazoki that he cannot be Hidashime? The Hidai Shamit. Isakim Puya Sode Umagbir. Ike the Amre Av. Afil Bachai is not there. Because according to the first version, so Mishaelzik boy Yochlaalzebe, only, and he has to pay the purchase money, only Shaloi Bachai. But Bachai is, even Mishaelzik boy, so Yochlaalzebe. Why? You can say, since you have to pay anyway, so why should I pay you the $1,000 and then call you to the tour and collect back the $1,000? So let me give you a second lotion. So even Bachayas, Chelsea Book, is in the why? Because if he says, why should I pay you $1,000? So a week later, you will have to pay me back, so I won't pay you. Hadura Matarta Womali? No, because he can say, the Mecha can say to him, you have to pay me $1,000, you are kidding. You have a time here? All right, call me to the Torah and then we'll see what Bezin will pass. I'm not so sure that Bezin will pass that I have to reimburse you. Maybe Bezin will pass, I don't have to reimburse you. Maybe there is something. Maybe I have a defense. So, but in the meantime, you have to pay. When Shimon says to Reuven, I don't have to pay you because what's the purpose of me paying you if a week later you will have to refund it to me? So he says, no, first if you show I that it was taken away from you, so then, I'll pay you, call me to bed, and I'll pay you, and then you'll tell me to pay us. But, right now, it wasn't even taken away from you. Why the Ma'ariel is, why did they take it away? I don't even know whether he'll win in this Torah against you. Maybe he will not win. And suppose he will win, maybe there's no past, I don't have to reimburse you for some reason. So, melee, right now you have to pay. And then if you can show the start here thing, in other words, that Bezin took it away from you for the Kepponim Ariel. So and then we'll see what if Bezin will tell me to pay to reverse your own verse. Amatir Vashalok. He could amre after the Chaiznak. I forgot to save Aliodo. יוכל עוד בי שביך מעט פולו ולמוצה אומר הוא הוי מסיף כל שלום מייסי השם ביוד יעקרי יום לא יחתי תיר פה בשלום כשיעמדו חוביס קודמים ויחתו מיוחד די משתרתי לפלאי שבדין תופו ומחו בשביל ליפוי בשלום וכל כמה ממהיות בדין יהיו אלה מהם. Dine hu do se ube in teis. Dine hu da se umbringen. Na, da drüben, die steigen im Adei. Und da haben wir ein Lappalbock mit dir, da wurde ihm abgehört, ihm abgehört, mir nicht allein, die Dio, da, Teme, mein Abkinder, da kann man schon kaum mit dem Umbringen, Teme, Schiebe, die Teher, die Likea, die Likea, so, so die Kashi ist, what's the purpose? Of Reuben being able to become a litigant, out of all you know, there is a law of Sachbichonile. The person has to be taken, the person has to become the advocate of the Ilan, of the Kea, of the Mitzvah, Shalom Bipono, of the Mitzvah, let's say, the Messiah. So there is a law that Sachbichonile, the person has to present all the tainess that if the mitzvah had been around and he had been paying you the never. So now that the claim is made against the Likeach of that mitzvah, against the Yoshi of that mitzvah, so Bezin has to be taken, no Bezin doesn't know Bezin happened. Some of the Rashi said, Lishtuit in the day, Malchim, Tzalkim, Malchim, the whole time she will be there, Lina Peraticho Kach Mikach, someone else here. If the mitzvah, the lady, would be nemon and pavua. So then, the law is exactly on the level that when he tries to collect from the Likeach or from the ocean, so Bezin has to take pavua on behalf of the Likeach of the ocean. So even if the woman doesn't become, even if the woman doesn't become vulnerable, so Bezin will be able to be taken all the tightness that Reuven will be never to be taken if he becomes a monk. So what's the purpose? My nafkin is a cold machine called Reuven Tein Shiva, the Tein Mulikeach. Vainly, my nafkin is in English, the Malachi. Eidim shikrein in Reuven, your chaykin in Shiva. Suppose the Balchei, when he tries to collect the Sode from Shiva, so he produces Eidim, who are claiming, who are first cousins of Reuven, and they are not first cousins of Shimon. So if Reuven doesn't become a litigant, so that means the agode of the Eidim is by chair. They are related to Shimon, they are not cousins of Shimon. So Bezin will have to be cavaliers. And if these Eidim testify that they saw that Reuven borrowed $1,000 from Levi, so then Levi passing on the basis of that testimony that Levi can collect the sword from Shimon. But if Reuven becomes a litigant, so then the Hagodah will be considered the Hagodah not only against Shimon, to whom they are claiming the Akoshalah is, but it will be considered as the Hagodah against Reuven also. Some melee, they are claiming, so this will be bottled. Some melee, Bezin will not allow lady to take away the soda from Shimon. That's the purpose. They will not mean this bachin, which can remove the hip with Shimon. No, because even if Reuven doesn't become a leader, he don't belong to the Torah. So Shimon himself, and Shimon is the only thing, the only thing again. So the Eidus is still possible, it's also possible. Because of Eidus Shabbatum, Soso, Botlopu. In other words, there are two kinds of Eidus Shabbatum. One kind of Eidus Shabbatum is the usual that is mentioned all the time. Nimtzayachal men call the possible, it is called. 100 Eidim testify. One of the 100 is the Korem of the Baldova. So then, giving the Havodah by the 99 other Eidim who are not claiming is also one. That's one form of of each person. Then, there is another form of each person. The Yiddish person who are not if one of the Eidim, the Gabras, the Eidim of the witnesses is the Korah. So the Hagodah of the other Gabras, the other Eidim, is But that's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Yid. Hakei Tzei Yichosof Mishnei Yid. Suppose Ruben writes his Tamatone to Shimon to Meidi. Boyo Eidi Krevi Letzei Leishmen. But they're not Krevi Leidi. So there is a machlekes between the Pichadem and the Shlopish in Yerushalmi. The Tzadik Makis mentions that that Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Eidi Shabbatum Tzoso, but Makula. So since there is an Eidis against the Agode of the Eid Ashtar, the Agode for Eid, for Shimon and for me, and they are craving to Shimon. So insofar as the Hagode for Shimon is concerned, it's bottom, and it is of craving. Insofar as the Hagode for Levi is concerned, they are craving to Levi. So it should be bottom. Some Meleh Rishloch says in the Chaname that Shimon, that Levi can get in the chassid. Shimon asks, but Rabbi Yechanan says, so this is another type of Yitzchibot, not like Yitzchibot means that one Gabri is impossible, the other 99 in action. So the Agode of the other 99 also possible. Here, so the Agode, the same Agode, mentioned by the Yehuda Shtar in respect to Shimon and in respect to Levi, that Shimon is Mikavu Matone and Levi is Mikavu Matone. So the Eides by the Yehuda Shtar relative to Shimon is bottom. It's an Eides of Levi. So Shloki says, but the Eides relative to Levi is not bottom. And Rabbi Yechanan says that the Eides relative to Levi is also bottom because of Eidish bottom, just bottom. That's the other type of Eidish bottom. So here in the Gemara, and most Rishonim Paschal like Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Ephraim Paschals like the Shlokish. But most Rishonim Paschal like Rabbi Yechanan because whenever there is a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and the Shlokish. So that one can work in exception. In places, it's not one of the different places. So Mele, this Gimori Makis is analogous to Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yechanan. Because in other words, there is Aloche of Eidish, Shibotum Tzospotum Kulo, not in the sense of Yitzchak and Kol and Poslo in the school of Kulo, which means that if one Gavre of the Eidish is a Koren, so the Eidish by the other Gavre is the other Eidish, the old Shibotum. But if there is a Hagode against a Korev and the Rochaik, so since the Hagode against the Korev for the Korev is bottom, so the Hagode against the Rochaik or for the Rochaik is also bottom. So this is what the Torah says in Markis. So Rashi explains it that it means that Iboyevitubie were two witnesses. They testify that Ruben lent $1,000, was it $1,000 to Shimon. So Shimon is hired $1,000 to Ruben, and that Levi undertook to be the guarantor, he was the short. So that means, in effect, that Iloyev Tuvia testified a Agode against Shimon, that Shimon is hired $1,000, and against Levi Yoren. But Iloyev Tuvia, they were reheking to Ruben and Shimon, but they were craving of Levi Yoren. So, Rapope wanted to be Mikabudeis, against Shiva, not against Brahma. Maybe the Lord, how can we cover names of Brahma? But against Shiva, so he wanted to be covered. So, Rabbi Yeshua said to wrap up and all, suppose Shiva don't have evil. So what will he do? He'll go to the order. So when he testified, or when he decided to start our boy, that Shiva bowed the $1,000 from moving, maybe it's the surety of the order. So the fact that God is against two, it's against Shiva and against Lady. Sin is against Lady, it's an Aegis of Grain, so it's bottle. So male Aegis bottle is also bottle of Kuro. So it should be bottle against Shimenos. So it's managed like a beer and it's been in the ocean. So he says, then we went after the initial of Al-Habim, she came, then, Uchid Shimen, Ditoin Namishimen. So Ditoin Namishimen is so. Even if moving doesn't become a bottom. So, yeah, he didn't be much in China on our movement. See, very common in markets. Here we are talking of a case of Uvin Shemohasun Rishi and Bahayan, the first Russian. So, maybe it's like it's a good day against Uvin also. Because if the lady, the Balchei, is successful taking away the soda from Shimen, so what will be the next step? Shimen will call Uvin to the Torah, and then on the basis of this, the affair, so Bez will have to pass that's what the verse Shimen. So maybe the Agode of the 80 now is not only Agode against Shimen, it's a